Representative Grant.
Thank you. You guys know now how much I enjoy diving into solid waste.
Digging in.
Digging in. diving.
Dumpster diving.
The way I see this.
You don't get the image, though.
Thank you. The way I see this, the way it was presented to us, the way we're discussing it here, to me, this is about making a statement now that these two state-owned landfills belong to the people, and everything that that is determined about that needs to be in the public benefit. So to me, this is a no-brainer. We pass this. We deal with it. It's necessary now. The department wants it now for clarification. It's not going to impact pending applications, so it's not going to put us in bad business situation. I think we state in this legislation that that's the case, and then we look at those bigger issues in a broader context. This really is about saying these landfills belong to us, and therefore whatever happens to them to expand them or change them needs to prove that it's in the public's interest. Did I sum that up?
You can have it.
Thank you.
Yes.
If I could also state, too, I think what I heard you say, Commissioner Aho, is that this bill, as the department amendment would, the original bill we had before us had a retroactive provision. This bill would not. So there's some certainty to the operator and the owner on that provision. And this bill, as amended, if that we're discussing, would make the presumption that any existing license, that the two licensed facilities would have already had, not, I guess not two, but the one would have already had a presumed public benefit.
That's correct. One would be presumed to have a public benefit. The other one is not so presumed.
Right. Juniper Ridge is presumed to have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Dolby not so. Yes. Representative Cooper.
And I take it that it's crafted as an emergency legislation because we are faced now with waste that must be disposed of, and these sites are, of course, finite capacity, and we want to implement these policy priorities immediately. Is that right?
Yes, thank you.
Other questions? Yes. Representative McGowan? Representative McGowan.
I'm going to make a motion, ought to pass.
That was ought to pass as amended?
As
by the department's
amendment. Thank you. As amended.
Okay, so we have a motion from McGowan, seconded by Grant. Discussion. Yes, Representative Campo.
Yeah, I guess, so what are we looking at? Are we looking at an amendment that is here?
Mm-hmm. It's dated. The one I'm looking at is dated. It says at the top, public hearing, March 28th, 2013. It was attached to Commissioner Aho.
Okay, I guess I've got some concerns. Going back to the original concept, I don't think many people were really excited about the way this whole thing came down. And the fact that we either did, and it's been satisfied, or didn't, look at the public benefit at the time of purchase and contract signed and operations, and it bothers me somewhat. It's almost like there's a redo here. And, you know, maybe, I guess I can agree that the legislature does in some cases pass very bad legislation, and there is a redo necessary, but I just don't understand that piece of it. And then some specifics in this language, if I might.
Okay. One thing I wanted to jump in here and ask people, I didn't make a cell phone announcement, but if you have a cell phone or electronic device, please silence it, because we've had some rings, and I didn't give the fair warning in advance, so please take an opportunity.
But if you'd like to donate to the shopping.
But whoever did it, we heard three so far, we could use the money. Yes, Senator Saviello.
Mr. Chair, may I use your office to caucus with my group for about 5 minutes?
Sure.
Sure.
Thank you.